It took only a single generation for South Korea to go from an impoverished nation to one of the world's top economies. It is a fast-paced society where people have a hard time slowing down. And some observers say this rapid development is leaving many South Koreans feeling isolated and depressed. Kim Hyun-chung is a psychiatrist at the National Medical Center in Seoul. She says more than half of her patients have suicidal thoughts.
We're just growing just too fast, and people, I don't think they have time to adjust to it. You know, we're an Asian culture society, but now it's more globalized, it's westernized, and people do, I don't think people have had enough time to adjust to the big changes.
The biggest change, Kim says, is family structure. No longer do multiple generations live under one roof. She says the traditional support systems are disappearing.
More parents are working, you know, mother, father, they're both working families, and more focused towards competition, earning the money, all of that. I think we're more focused towards that than the quality of life.
Kim says that senior citizens make up the largest demographic of Koreans who take their own lives, but suicide is still a leading cause of death for young adults, high school, and even middle school students. Over the past 5 years, at least 100 Koreans have leaped off of Seoul's Mapo Bridge into the Han River. Around half of those jumpers lost their lives. Now Seoul City is trying to turn this suicide spot into what it calls the Bridge of Life. Lee Do-ki is a head of Han River Bridges for the Seoul City government.
If we would have only installed walls, it would have stopped people from jumping. But instead, we want to change their minds about suicide.
Along the bridge's sidewalk are inspirational slogans that say things like, "Be happy," "How's everything going?" and "Have you eaten yet?" There are also pictures of babies on the railing, and at the center of the bridge is a brass statue of an old man consoling a young person. Seoul hopes these installations will make people think again before taking the next step. But psychiatrist Kim Hyun-chung is not so sure how effective these will be.
I think it's just a stopgap measure, you know, it's just temporary. It can't be the only way to solve this problem, but I think it would help. Just to an extent, you know, not too much.
Kim adds if someone really wants to end their life, there are plenty of other bridges across the Han River. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.